107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill, celebrating our community. We've got Richard Kneider on the phone lines with Simple Dreams, talking about To Stratford With Love Home Edition from last Saturday. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Jamie. How you doing?
Doing great. So nice to have you on the phone lines, Richard. I understand everything went well on Saturday with To Stratford With Love Home Edition.
I just cannot say enough about it, Jamie. I think you've known me over the years is that when I get passionate about something, I'm never at a loss for words. But certainly this past week in putting the Stratford With Love Home Edition together, there were times that I was speechless just looking at the multitude of people that were involved to put this together.
Absolutely wonderful. Again, folks like John Nader helping out, Stratford Police Service helping out, just so many volunteers putting this all together.
And, you know, I really, two things I want to do for sure is just thank the local in particular for allowing us to use their facility and certainly some of the staff that helped us out during the week. And the other people that Ruth and I definitely want to thank would be our three daughters, Morgan, Jillian, and Katie, for organizing it as well as they did. Really, they've taken over it.
And again, this has been the 33rd year for To Stratford With Love. Again, home edition to this year, as you mentioned, Richard, with the local, all the volunteers. And it was assembling these meals, and I was wondering how it was working, but it is quite the operation to assemble these meals, get them all delivered that way, and then folks enjoying them, reheating them at home. So that was quite an undertaking.
Well, it certainly was, and we had people coming in from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we packaged different items for the meal itself. But even that, Jamie, I had opportunity, and Ruth had opportunity as well, to speak to some of the volunteers and just to hear back from them what it means for them to be able to volunteer for themselves and as a family. And I was just so touched by a young girl that was still in grade school and just thanking us that we're putting this together and that she could be part of it. It was just certainly humbling. So, and the other thing, Jamie, is that since the meal, we've received numerous calls from different people or emails or messages how much they appreciated the meal, and we're just so thankful for it.
Okay, again, I'm so glad it went well with the To Stratford With Love, the home edition with the Simple Dreams. Now, Richard, we should mention that the Passports to Savings are still available. Of course, you've wrapped up your time at the farmer's market because they've taken the holiday break, but the passports are still available.
They are still available. They'll have them at Marlin Travel. They'll have them at the House of Blessing. Jim has them out at Home Furniture, Stratford Home Furniture, and Jiffy Lube still has some. And if you run into Ruth or myself, we can certainly get them for you as well. There are different members from the Qantas Club.
For sure. Again, with a Passport to Savings, when you pick those up, not only are you helping area businesses, you're helping out Stratford House of Blessings, Simple Dreams, along with the Kiwanis Club of Stratford.
One last thing.
Sure, go ahead.
And I don't know if people still use calendars or not, or if they put these things in their telephone, but we're booked for December 17th, 2022. For the next To Stratford With Love.
Okay, December 17th, 2022. Mark it on your calendars for sure.
It's going to be yet, but we're booked.
Wherever, it's booked for sure with To Stratford With Love. Well, Richard Kneider, Richard, always a pleasure. I'm so glad it went well with To Stratford With Love. Thanks for the conversation, and Merry Christmas to you and Ruth and your families.
Thank you so much, Jamie, and the same to you.